Loud, warp one, engage!
Get those nerds!
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 Welcome. This is Nerds of the Square Table, here on Anchor.fm.
Hadouken!
The reminisce.
Good vibes in the air.
Just
kick back, relax with the Nerds of the Square.
It's the reminisce.
Good vibes in the air.
Just kick
back, relax with the Nerds of the Square.
It's the reminisce.
Good vibes in the air.
Just kick
back, relax with the Nerds of the Square.
It's the reminisce.
Good vibes in the air. Just kick back, relax.
Drink the drink.
But I don't want the drink.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
Hey, what's crackin' lackin' neeks of the world? Welcome back to the Square Table. And we are the Nerds. And today we have Atomic Train 808.
Yo, what's up?
Final boss level.
Hello.
Kaifa.
Hi.
And Cakes.
What up?
And I'm ChronoXF. And today we'll be talking about turning cartoons into live action. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Ooh, that's actually a spicy topic. Like, basically, like how you said prior to this episode, you said, who framed Roger Rabbit, right?
Yeah, who framed Roger Rabbit? Who turned Roger Rabbit into a live action rabbit?
That's a good one.
Was there a cartoon first? Of Roger
no,
Rabbit?
He was an original creation, but it's just funny because that that was the first cartoon live-action hybrid movie ish.
And you know what? That hybrid movie was like the godfather or like the father of all of these new like mix animated live actions, Looney Tunes. You know, like Looney Tunes Strike Back. That was actually a big one. Space Jams. You know, for us. That was another big one, you know, and I think the direction, some of them, like the loonier it is, it makes sense. It's kind of funny when you see it in reality, I guess, like live, you know, with real people. But for others, it's kind of like a turnoff. I'm sorry about the sirens, guys. I do live near a hospital. So, yeah.
Do continue.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. No, yeah. So I'm sorry. So yeah, basically what I was trying to get at was that, you know, some cartoons are awesome, you know, to turn into live action or make live action renditions. However, there's others that, you know what, you might as well just leave it as a cartoon. So I'm going to set this for an example because I don't know if many of you guys are thinking about this, but Avatar: The Last Airbender. Okay. So that was one for me that was like, why the hell did M9 Shyamalama Ding Dong go ahead and get this directing rights, you know, for this film that he was creating? Like, yeah, it could have been really, really awesome. And this is the movie that I would say it's 100% live action, just because the characters, there's not much characters other than Appa that is CGI created. So this is kind of like 100% live action, so full-on cartoon, rather than having like bits and pieces of cartoon within the reality realm, I guess, you know, in a sense. So like originally, I think it was just a creator, kind of like a creator differences kind of thing. Like he wanted to make it his own. He wanted to make it different. But to be honest, as a series, it's too hard to compress all those seasons actually into like a freaking 2-hour
movie.
Well,
technically he was like, only supposed to do book one.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's like to actually like have the background story, you know, trying to play it out. And then,
What you're getting at. Yeah. There was a lot, you know, there was a lot to go through and compress into 1 2-hour movie. And
yeah,
but even with that, he did a terrible job.
Yes. No, yeah. Not only that he got the names wrong, you know, that we grew up with, you know, Ong and Aang, you know, like it wasn't just the name wrong, but then to be honest, I just feel that it was a lot cooler when it was a cartoon, just because there's a lot of things that you can do with cartoons that you can't really do in real life. I know what's pushing it. Like, we already covered in one of our other episodes, video game into movie adaptations. But, like, you know, this is one of those, like, I guess for storytelling, that nah, you should just keep it where it's at in the cartoon realm, you know, and just leave it digital. Just leave it there. You know, don't touch it. Don't need to make it real life. Don't need to add a really big celebrity, you know, to make a cameo, just to make sales. You know, just leave it the way it is. Just tell a straight story. And you know what? To be honest, I'll just say this. I think Hollywood is getting so saturated. I'm talking about, like, just saturated with all these, like, talents and stories. If you take notice, these stories is actually all remakes.
Yep.
You notice that, yep. Right? So they're just retelling an old story and just changing up the characters or changing up the plot, like, or throwing a plot twist. So that's basically, like, I'm just talking about the cartoon realm, but basically that's what it is. And it's kind of like they're getting lazy. Like, some of these writers and artists, I know that they're getting kind of lazy. You know, they're copying and pasting older films, you know, the stuff that they're trying to go off on. Like, come on now. Lola Bunny. Okay, you know, everybody's been posting about that on memes and like Reddit and whatnot. They're posting about Lola Bunny's character, how she once was in the original Space Jam, how she looks like in the nowadays Space Jam. Where's the boobs? You know, everybody's looking for the boobs. You know what I mean?
Her character model does not look that bad, man. Compared,
yeah, but she's wearing baggy pants, baggy shirt, like a baggy tank top. Like, come on, dude. Like, just put a little femininity in her. You know what I mean?
You know,
like,
what they're trying to play at with that one.
Yeah,
I know. They didn't want to get all the feminists, all the feminazis all up in their buttholes. So they, because really, when the original character model came out in the original Space Jam, everybody went on tilt mode and started screaming and boycotting the movie because, oh my god, this bunny is sexualizing women and all that other crud that we have to deal with nowadays. And
you know, and to be honest,
you know, the social justice warriors are gonna just get in all uppity about it. So yeah, that's why.
Yeah, SJW, like that's what it is. But you know, initially, it's things like that that they should just leave it. To be honest, just leave it a cartoon. Just leave it a cartoon, and just come up with some, like, legit original storytelling rather than copying and pasting all these stuffs. Like, create new characters. Like, I want to see new Looney Tunes characters, you know, a new Looney Tunes movie, you know, pertaining, like, not just off of the original Looney Tunes, but, like, at least that wackiness, good fun, but with different characters. Like, I think they
I
should
don't know if you could do a Looney Tunes movie.
In
this day and age, the kind of things that they got away with back then, I don't know if you can get away with it now. I don't think you can.
Oh, yeah. And another thing would be, like, just on a side note, that it's harder to make sales off of things that people don't know of. Like, they have no idea. So new characters and whatnot, that's why it's kind of risky. But you know what? For someone that respects their craft, like artists and, you know, writers, screenwriters, playwriters, you know, et cetera. Like, dude, if you love your job.
That's the problem. The problem is it's not their choice. It's the studio heads.
This was where
you have to blame for this.
This is where it might get into a debate. This is going to be a debate because the thing is, yeah, the studio heads, they're the pool, they're the money, they're the banks, you know, and whatnot. But look at how many independent films that are getting, like, are being created because of these contracts. Look how much independent films are getting created. And some of these films, like, are winning film festivals and winning, like, you know, big awards. Some were nominated for high achievement awards. And Like, you know, yeah, that's kind of
right. Looney Tunes movies, man.
Still yet, though. Like, who knows? You could create a genre. Like, I'm just saying, thinking outside of the box and just, you know, hoping for the best. Like, you know, it's possible. It's really possible. It's just that nobody has tried it.
Because nobody wants to try it because it's never going to happen.
I guess if you wanted new characters, you know, Looney Tunes characters, they wouldn't make a movie about that. I think that would be something that they should introduce in a series and test it there on a smaller platform rather than spend, which I'm assuming is a lot more money to make a full-length movie about these characters that you have no idea about, rather than, you know, put all that effort into that, it flop and do horrible, then, you know, it would be probably easier for them to just make it a TV series, like an already existing TV series, and introduce these new characters that way, so that you have time to build a fan base for them, and people actually would want to see a movie that's based on top of these characters.
See, so you're that, and that's where the debate is like, I know your guys' standpoint, you guys are coming for what makes sales or what people can relate to, you know, like wanting or what is that, enticing them to come and watch the film. So I don't know. I'm just like, they should just start from scratch and then just introduce them like every other, like, cult classic movie. We never had any idea what they're about, and then come to find out they flopped, but later on down the road they're gems, you know, they're hidden gems passing time. I don't know, that's just my thoughts though.
Yeah. I gotta remember when these like cult movies came out, it was in a time where movies weren't quite as financially ruining as it is now.
Yeah,
like,
so people could
churn out more movies at a cheaper rate than you can now, and so studios are less likely to take that leap of faith than they used to be.
Because, like, this is off on a tangent and off topic, but, you know, I can relate that kind of feeling towards, like, Kevin Smith's movies, like The Clerks, you know. Clerks, Jay and Silent Bob, they had Miramax backing them up. But at the same time, you know, this script, like, his script that he wrote and the story that he wrote, like, people cannot relate to this shit. Only stoners could, you know. And then not only that movie. Okay, or his types of movie. But also, like, Broken Lizards. Broken Lizards also, like, I don't know if you guys seen Super Trooper 2, but that was completely funded out of their own pocket, basically, and from Kickstart, from a Kickstart campaign. So, like, they just love doing, you know, like, raunchy comedies. And, like, really, what stopped them? Nobody did. Like, there's so many offensive shit that they talk about in that movie. But that's just off on a tangent, you know. So relating it to, like, similar, like, cartoons or whatnot, making it goofy and wacky, like, they can take the same approach. Just don't give a fuck. Just produce it. Do something different. And then just move along. If people don't like it, people don't like it.
There's another difference between a rated R movie and a cartoon. you want to be raunchy and stuff in a rated R movie? Sure, that's fine. It's expected. You're pitching this movie to kids. You're in a different war zone.
Yeah, and especially if we're still going to be talking about Looney Tunes specifically, like, it's going to have that Looney Tunes moniker above it, so people are going to have an expectation for it. Like, Broken Lizard and fucking Kevin Smith movies, they have that moniker above them. But before, like, when Clerks first came out, everyone was like, what the fuck is this? This is a black and white talking point movie. And, like, I can totally talk about Clerks if you want to and debate on if it's good or not, because I have both good and bad points about it, because it's an amazing movie, but it's also the most boring fucking movie in the world. And I can say that because I love that fucking movie.
He's not wrong. No, yeah. It's boring as hell.
it's a boring fucking movie, and I can admit that. But coming from that stoner standpoint when I first watched it, it was like, yeah, this is a interesting film. No, it's not. The fucking store is like, oh, it's a stupid fucking movie. I'm not even going to explain it. If you haven't watched Clerks by now, like, it's been that long, for one. And, like, you don't have to, but you should know who Kevin Smith is and fucking Jay and Silent Bob is and where, you know, what Lathan is basically.
I'm not going to lie. I tried to watch that movie multiple times and I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, because it is honestly a boring movie. And, like, when I first, you know, showed her this movie, I was like, oh my god, this is such a classic movie. How can you not like it? But now I'm from, like, an adult standpoint. I'm like, this is a very boring movie if you don't give a shit about anything they're talking about. Which, if you haven't watched it twice, you don't give a shit what they're talking about. Unless you...
Yeah.
Like, Clerks is honestly an honest-to-God great movie, but it's a boring fucking movie. Like, and it's weird to be able to say both of that about it.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, the dialogue was very bland and not too much creativity there. But then, you know, just thinking of the, I guess, the things that Kevin Smith had to go through, you know, later on when you hear the behind the scenes kind of thing, you know, you know, his camera was a rental, you know, and they broke the camera, you know, and stuff like that. Like, when you hear that kind of story, and he just had a dream, like, this is somebody that had a dream. And he just was like, fuck it, I'll do it. You know, I'm going to go ahead and make this movie. And look what happened to it. Clerks ended up turning into, like, Chasing Amy, turned into Dogma, turned into, like just a bunch of, like, not just Jay and Silent Bob. It was just a bunch of other movies as well. But, okay, just ending on that note, because we got to get back on topic, which is cartoons into movies, live-action movies. So, but yeah.
Anyway. Anybody seen those new Powerpuff Girls?
Ah, fuck. No, okay, hey. You want to hear how I heard about the Powerpuff Girls, which got a rendition? I don't know. What should we call it, a remake? I don't think it's a remake. I don't think it's worthy enough to be.
It's not.
Okay, reimagining. Let's call it reimagining. It's not a remake, okay? Because if it was a remake, it would still be in fucking cartoons. Okay, I'm just saying that right there. Okay, so anyway, reimagining. Okay, how I came across this was I seen, I think it was Melanie Iglesias, right? Is that one of the Powerpuff Girls? No, or was it who's one of the Powerpuff Girls? Can you say one of them? Doug Cameron.
The other one from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What's her name? Chloe Bennett, yeah.
Yes, and then... yes.
Chloe Bennett.
Oh, yeah, it was Chloe Bennett. Sorry, I was looking at Melanie Iglesias' whatever. She was wearing a bikini in that post. And then, yeah, it was Chloe Bennett, yes. That's how I came across Powerpuff Girls. And I was like, wait, question mark? What the fuck is she posting about Powerpuff Girls? I'm swiping. And then, what? No ways. There's a fucking movie
it's
now?
A TV series. It's a series. Not even a movie. It's a TV series.
Well, that was my thought, though. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Because this is gonna be like the most. How the fuck do you take like it was come on, sugar and spice and everything nice. Like, how do you take all of that shit from the cartoons and make it into real life, like you know, human being, like. Flesh and bone kind, you know, like how do
I
you
don't
do
know
that?
The other question is, why would you do that? Who asked for that? Did anybody ask for a live action Powerpuff Girls?
hold on, let me call someone right now. Let me go call one of the hello final boss level. You have any comment on this,
on the movie,
on the
I mean it just got released. So, I mean, not released. It just got announced. So
yeah.
Who asked for that?
Like, I have no comment on it. Like, I mean, I didn't ask for that. But, I mean, there's been some good live action, from cartoon to live action movies. You got Transformers. Let's not
go there.
Transformers series. What? Transformers?
It did good, but it's not good, a good movie.
Well, I don't know about the latest one.
Those movies are not good.
They did good at the box office.
The first one did good. The second one did worse. I mean, the third one did even worse. And the fourth one is non-existent.
Yeah, but I mean, they did rake in money.
So, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Like,
they did. There's a whole fan base around it. So,
like, I think
there's that. There's also the Pokemon. Yeah. Was that Pet Detective? Yeah. One? That one did good.
That one
pulled in.
Like,
but then you can't compete with that. It's Pokemon.
That's one of one of the most popular.
And for every Detective Pikachu, yeah, there are things like Sabrina and Riverdale.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe yeah, these those are Powerpuff.
Yeah.
The way they're picturing them in the announcements, it's going to be another one of these dark and edgy movies. What? Who?
I mean, there's the big one, too, that I just thought of was Marvel, you know.
But that was Marvel's been doing live action. It? There's been live action Marvel stuff for decades. Not all of them are great, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
See, the problem I have with these remakes is that whenever they remake something,
wait, hold on. Not remake, okay. Reimaginings. There you go.
Is whenever they redo these things, they tend to twist things that don't make sense. As like, who asked for Batman and their Powerpuff Girls? Who wants that? That was not the point of the show. It's not dark and gritty. I mean, could be,
yeah,
if you like watch the episodes with him in it, but you know, those ones got kind of dark.
No,
but, I mean, it's that was not the theme of the show. And then, like, why does everything have to be dark and gritty? We have Batman,
no,
can I randomly throw in the Dora the Explorer movie and how I don't know how that even became a thought?
Wow. That's actually a really good one to mention because, you know what, the Dora the Explorer movie, I was actually excited for that and I watched it and I actually
you know why you
liked
it though.
I didn't watch it,
We know why you liked that.
But I was just like, wait, why is there a live action movie of Dora the Explorer and what story are you telling? Are you
going to
stare blankly at the screen and be like, correct?
But I know why I liked it is because Dora looked pretty grown up.
That is not the reason why you should have watched that movie.
I mean, for Dora the Explorer, I can see why. I can see, I can get JC's point, or Kaifa's point, where, yeah, like, why would you make a live action Dora Explorer movie?
Yeah.
At the same time, in the movie, they do kind of like make fun of themselves. They make fun of the concept in the movie.
Yeah, they do.
They're like multiple jokes about just the whole movie and the whole Dora Explorer.
I mean, I was intrigued to watch it to just find out what it was gonna be about because I was just like, oh. I mean, the TV show I used to watch when I was younger about a map and Dora and Swiper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swiped the plot right out of that movie, man.
Yeah, he did. But you know what? That movie was actually pretty cool. And like, I thought it was going to be like really kiddie-like, but it was actually a pretty good like family fun.
Uh-huh.
Now
family fun.
I'm waiting to see. Yes, family fun.
I think what they tried to do with it because they didn't want to make it too kiddie because they wanted to appeal to the parents as well.
Yeah.
Because they throw in some jokes that only adults
would watch. Lots of kids
like our generation.
Do that, though.
Yeah, but they were like more, I guess, geared towards that also.
I think.
Because it wasn't just a
kid's because it was like the generation that grew up.
I think that's
that grew up with Dora. Like, they're all in their, like, what, late teens, becoming adults, or pre-adults, or young adults, or whatnot. So yeah, of course, they, like, that's the original fans. And I think it was a pretty good move, to be honest. Because everybody remembers Dora, like, or, you know, mostly everybody, because, like, that was one of the big memes, like, back in, like, the early, what, 2005, 2006? Like, Dora was always backpack, backpack, yay! You know, can you help me find the missing pen? And then you see the arrow go across the screen and it's pressing, like, everything else other than the pen. I don't know. But it's like one of those that, you know, it grows, I guess, like, the way they released it, similar to how we kind of talked about, like, for other themes or other like collector kind of themes like the comic books and whatnot, like everyone's getting older. Power Rangers, for instance, everyone's getting older. Now we have jobs. We were able to purchase these collectibles or these things that are ran or driven by movies, you know? And I think that's what happened with Dora. Like another cartoon that was like kind of similar, but wasn't really that high end, was Inspector Gadget. I don't know if you guys seen the cartoon version of Inspector Gadget.
Mm-hmm. I watched
but
it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So sure cartoon version with, and then like, you know, compare it to the live action. Was that Matthew mm-hmm. Broderick?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So how'd you guys enjoy that one?
First one was all right. Second one was totally stupid. Second one was totally freaking dumb.
Dumb as hell. Yeah, no, yeah, that's true. It was like they kind of went the Terminator route. Like they took the Terminator route, right? Introduced a girl robot or girl Terminator. I don't know. I felt like that. But yeah, no, I agree with you. The first one was actually pretty good. So that was actually a good idea. You know, that's the type of cartoon that I wouldn't mind seeing in live action. You know, so that's just an example.
And those are the ones that, you know, stick to the story, you know. I mean, Inspector Gadget was a little bit easier to make because it's an episodic cartoon. And the episodes in the cartoon don't usually connect mm-hmm. to each other. It's not like a coherent series. So you can just jump in an episode, watch it, and enjoy it. And you didn't have to watch all the other ones for it to make sense. And so that's why a movie like that would work, because it's just another episode. It's just a longer episode of the show. And so you have more free reign to do whatever you want in that kind of movie. But when they take things like Avatar, The Last Airbender, where everything is cohesive and you decide to screw with the story, you know, it takes a lot of the charm away from it.
Oh, ouch. I knew he was going to say that. Somebody was going to say that. That's why.
Dragon Ball movie?
What Dragon
I never
Ball?
Heard of this thing.
That doesn't exist. No, that doesn't exist. You want to know how I got to see that movie?
I don't even know what you're
really
talking about.
How I got
what
to see
is
that
this movie?
Dude. I fucking got that movie from Swap Meet. It was on a burnt disc.
You actually paid money for it.
It had like the sticker on it. No. That I didn't pay money for it. My mom guys did. Okay. But that's the thing. My mom guys seen it at this vendor's booth, and it was just like, oh, okay, because they were picking up movies, and they're like, oh, here's a movie that, you know, like we think you would like. And I was like, Dragon Ball movie? What? I didn't see any promos for this. Like, where the fuck was the posters? Where the fuck was it in theaters? I didn't see any posters in theaters. And then finally I popped it in and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, for reals. Like, I lost my shit because I was like, no, this is not Dragon Ball. And you know what? My mom guys also got me from Swap Meet Tekken. Okay, so this is what we were talking about video game. They got me Tekken. Okay? You know that, oh, I popped it in. I like the concept. I like seeing Yoshimitsu, but it was a down. I just took it right out of the freaking DVD player and I just cracked it. And I was like, thanks, Mom. I cracked it because I was just like, dude, these movies are a piece of shit. You know, like, it sucks. But I get what you're seeing. Sorry. Go ahead. Kaifa, continue with your Dragon Ball because I just cut you off and yeah.
No, I that's have, it. All you need to do is say the name and that's it. Just think about it.
Yeah.
In what reality is Goku a prepubescent teenager with problems? Can you even imagine Goku even going to high school in the first place? You think that guy would be caught dead in a school?
Search your feelings, young Chrono Hexa.
Did you not even watch the original Dragon Ball? He didn't even know what a woman was. And you're just falling in love with Bulma? Are you kidding me?
Let it out. We're here for you. We're here for you. Anymore. Let it.
Okay, one more thing. What the hell's an Ozaru? What is?
Oh my god!
Is that supposed to be some kind of race? since when did Goku? Since when was Goku an Ozaru?
Dude, I wish I had a soundboard right here where I could just. Like, shots fired. Why? Chrono XF.
What did you do like, with my Dragon Ball?
Kaifa, you did that on purpose, didn't you? You dropped that name on purpose.
Nothing could be stupider. You think Dragon Ball is stupid? Nope. Nope. It one-upped itself with this movie.
I agree.
And
I
they
totally
were expecting
agree.
To make a sequel out of this but, thing.
Yep, that's true. Thank freaking God hell, they didn't man. Go through with that. But yeah, like, is there any other cartoon-related, like, reimagining that you guys can think of that, you know, we possibly can shed on that will probably hurt
all
my feelings?
All Disney remakes?
Oh, don't wait. That's
I
all
like
Kaifa.
The Aladdin
oh,
one.
Hey.
Just saying.
Okay, wait.
The Aladdin one is actually pretty decent.
What? Wait. What for Kaifa? Okay, because Kaifa is the number one Disney nerd out of this group. What made the Aladdin movie, okay, live action, so great?
Well, they still stuck to the original story, but it wasn't scene for scene, like how pretty much Lion King was. Scene for scene. Except they decided to take out the best song in the movie, and that made me upset. And yeah.
and which song was that?
Be Prepared, Scar's song. I like that song. I love that song. It's one of my favorite villain songs.
They couldn't show Nazis hyenas.
They didn't have to do that part. They could still sing the song and do.
Yeah, they could have just done. But they could have just done the march.
Like, say the word slightly. I was just like, okay, that's great.
Yeah. It was only one bit, yeah, like towards the end. Be prepared. That's all he said, right?
He just talked it out. It wasn't anything, and they moved on. And I was like,
I mean,
okay.
They changed it. Yeah, Matata.
Be prepared.
if they can change the song, they can change Be Prepared. It's possible.
Wait.
Yeah, but okay. The song doesn't even exist.
But that movie is a good example of a terrible Disney remake, along with Mulan.
Yes, that one.
Wait. Just to be specific so that we're all on the same page. Which movie
Lion
was
King.
A terrible
Lion
remake?
King is a terrible live-action remake.
Oh.
I don't think it was terrible. It's just, I feel like they could
it was
have
terrible.
Done
Did you see Beyonce
it?
Being Nala? Can you see that? Can you see that? It was terrible.
I did, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I guess it was a little bit. She was trying a bit too hard, But in my, like, it didn't kill the entire movie because it was basically a halfway point when Beyonce stepped in a sense. She was the older Nala.
What was her line though? Like at towards the ending, she had a line. She said like, "Lioness, stand strong," or "Lioness, attack," or something. I don't know. Well, what was her line? Does anybody know?
No, probably not.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was something. I don't know. It was just like lioness, something like stand up or whatever. I was like,
Beyonce's lines seemed forced. That's basically what, and I can agree with that. Her part in that movie was very forced, and I can agree with that. Everything else for about some that people was pretty
that's
good.
Supposed to be good singers, they really didn't do that song very good.
They weren't
justice.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
They're supposed
I agree.
To be amazing singers, but... and that song just fell flat.
Yeah. I totally agree, but I think it's just because they gave them a little bit too much free range on it, and they didn't. I don't know. I don't, just oh, you're fucking Beyonce. You can do whatever you
they
want.
Should have threw that Pumbaa line in there.
Nope.
Oh my God, she's riffing. She's riffing again. Stop riffing. We don't need the riffing.
But yeah, Beyonce's part in that movie did seem a bit forced. But other than that, I do think that movie was actually really good.
Yeah, for like the Disney movies, between Lion King, Aladdin, and Dumbo, I use as reference because Lion King was too much scene for scene. They could have done something better with it. Dumbo was too far all the way in left field, completely different story, and I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
And, Tim Burton, that's why.
But I like Tim Burton, but it just was like, it just didn't make
it. Yeah, he could fly without the magic feather.
But then Aladdin.
What is that?
But and these two random children, you know, just
what happened to the magic feather?
But with Aladdin, at least they stayed true to the story, but they added in their own tidbits and their own side stories that melded in with what already was happening, and keeping the songs like they're not. They changed the songs a little bit in some of them. But they didn't just throw everything else out the window. So it was a good mixture. That's why I really, out of all of them, I enjoyed Aladdin the best. And
Will Smith saves that movie.
Reimagining.
Will Smith saves that movie. Will Smith does hard.
He did a good job.
Yeah. I think I didn't give a shit about Dumbo in general, so I'm just going to cut that out right there. But I think I had a very low expectation for Aladdin. And when you guys, I think you guys saw it on the first day when it came out, and you guys said it was a fucking great movie, I was just like, there's no way it's that good. And then I watched it not that long ago, I was just like, that was a fucking great movie. Like, yeah. I just had super low expectations for it, you know, just because Aladdin was one of those super classic ones from our childhood. I was like, why are they doing this exactly of what the topic is today? Why are they redoing this movie? And like, I get why, because Disney's doing all of their everything to live action. But I was just like, I have such low expectations for it. Like, fucking Will Smith as the genie, what the fuck? But then when I saw it, I was just like, actually blown away. I was like, wow, that's some good stuff, you know? I can admit my faults. I can admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Like, I think it was interesting because they didn't even leave him blue. You know, they didn't leave him blue. They, you know, he got rid of that blue skin and he just was like his regular self. And I think what was hard for everyone, especially for me, and that's why I was like shitting on this movie prior to even watching it. And then finally when I watched it, I changed my whole mentality because I was always trying to compare it to Robin Williams' performance as the voice actor for Genie. Mm-hmm. So
and you can't
he made that movie
Robin Williams
like for the cartoon
as movie. The Genie to anybody else who plays Genie, because Genie was actually created for Robin Williams. It's the other way around.
Yeah. But
the animators made the Genie
yeah.
specifically for Robin Williams to play it. So if they couldn't get Robin Williams to do it, everything was going to be in trouble.
Yeah. So
you can't compare the two.
Oh, man, that's some crazy stuff.
You should never do it because the comparison would lose all the time.
No, and I'll say this too, like, you know, when me and Chrono was back doing like movie reviews and whatnot, I'd always go into the movie with kind of like an open mind, even though there's like, you know, kind of some stuff that are like probably bothering me, like meaning like the original, I guess if it's from a reimagining or whatnot, there's an original that I'm so used to, and I try to go into the new reimagine imagination with an open mind.
What? Sorry.
So it was difficult to do, and I'll back Kaifa up on this. See, look, here comes the ambulance right now. Yeah, because we're having a heart attack about talking about all these things that are making me kind of upset a little bit. But like Lion King, right? Back to back. I mean, like back to back, you watch it side by side. Everything is all like basically the same, like from panel to panel of the storyline, right? So it's fucking hard to see it as a standalone film, like, you know, just the film on its own. It's hard to not compare it to the original because there's so many references that are just connected, and it's like exactly the same, imagination that was behind it, behind the concept of the Lion King. Whereas, like, of course, we're talking about Aladdin. Aladdin was one of its own in a way. Like, there was references, it was similar, but it wasn't entirely similar, you know? So, yeah, that's...
I think one thing that Aladdin did actually really well was they actually gave Jasmine more of a backstory, which was completely unnecessary. And when I was first watching it, but it actually worked out a little bit more, and like, all right, not more, but I guess, but it actually worked out, and I was actually interested by it. It wasn't just like, why, you know, I didn't think of it as a, well, why would you want to even try to do that? But it was more of a like, huh, cool. Like a you know, little more side story to Jasmine rather than just this one dimensional, I'm stuck in a castle, I want to be free.
And Genie gets a girl.
Sort of person. Yeah, exactly.
And kids.
Genie gets a girl. That's a good one. Yeah. And kids. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's also a pretty cool thing that they actually accomplished in that. So.
Okay, wait. So, Kaifa, since we're still on the topic of Disney, Mulan.
I mean, I get they were trying to be different, but I think if they were going to do something like that, they just should have made a different movie entirely.
Yeah. Agreed.
And not call it Mulan.
Yeah. They could have called it like Zhu Zhu or like Shang Zhu or, you know, something different rather than just Mulan or Fa. Oh, no, not Fa. See, I always thought it was the Fa family, but it's actually the Ha family.
You're using.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, no, I so totally agree with you. Like, they should have, like, renamed it something else, but have it have, like, relations to the story Mulan.
Like, if I thought about it as not a Mulan movie, like it wasn't Mulan, it's not a bad movie, like, but because saying this is Mulan and then putting all this other stuff in there and adding like an extra witch person
made some terrible choices. Like, okay. If you're gonna throw magic in there, why not have a talking dragon? what
I would much rather have a talking dragon for some comedic relief than a whole nother
backstory. Like, you're going to do something fantastic. Why couldn't you put Mushu in the movie? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if they were going to go hyper-realistic, then they should have just went hyper-realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was... Like, I agree with JC. If it wasn't called Mulan, it would actually be an okay movie. But because it was, and because it's... This is what the live action Mulan movie is going to be. It's not.
And the other thing is, if you're making a movie about how to empower women, you really shouldn't make your main character, who happens to be a woman, like superhuman. that kind of defeats the purpose of, you know, inspiring women to be strong. Because she's not normal. She's not a normal woman. Like, she is actually in the cartoon. She... You know, like, if where are you gonna, like, who can relate to Chi? Like, nobody can relate to having Chi.
Oh, I can relate. No, I give you an example right now.
That's not Chi.
That's Chi. See?
That's there you go. That's a different kind of thing.
I'm sorry, guys. If you guys' ears got blown off, I am so sorry. I was waiting. Like that was stirring up inside of me. I had to
what everybody would have done if Mushu had been announced to be in that movie.
Yeah, and there's just so many good songs from Mulan as well.
Mulan had a great song
lineup.
That's
good
like
songs.
Doing a Hercules remake and
Thank
not putting
you.
Those songs
Thank
in there.
And if they take away any of those Hercules songs, it'll be the worst fucking movie ever, because Hercules has the best soundtrack ever in any Disney movie.
Sing Go the Distance. Go.
You sing Go the Distance. I don't need to prove nothing.
You sing it. Sing it. Come
on. Just sing. Just sing Zero to Hero. You know? Zero to Hero.
Any song from that movie, if they do a live action Hercules, and they probably will, because it was actually really good movie, and if they do a live action, it's gonna get fucked up because there's so many CGI things that they needed add in, like the Titans, Pegasus, fucking Zeus in general. So
Underworld.
Yeah,
even Phil too. Like, well, not really Phil. Well, mostly his legs. Like, I think nowadays they're getting good at doing half body fawns.
I mean, they did in Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That was a pretty good one. Like, I mean,
Mr. Thumbnuss.
Yeah, he wasn't super short or anything like Phil was, but whatever. That's the least of my worries about that.
I don't know if I want that one either.
Live action Hercules.
Because if the direction that they were going with Mulan,
like, there's so much good aspects of it.
They're probably going in that same direction with Hercules, because for some reason they want things to be more realistic when they do these live action things. It's
So like what to maybe not to like kind of like bring it this topic to a closing point, but what other remakes do you think are coming out? If anyone knows off the top of their head or like speculation?
So under speculation, with the Hercules mentioning, right? I think, if I'm not mistaken, something was in the process or something like that. Like, it was in the process, but I don't think the studios actually liked the pitch. So it's not scrapped. I think it's just pushed on the side. So I don't know, because supposedly, because they're trying to make these stories a little bit more, like the story of Mulan. It's kind of like based off a real story, like a legendary story, right? Same thing is for Hercules. I think they're trying to make it, or they're trying to find how they can mesh like the real, you know, story of Hercules, you know, into make it Disney or Disney-fy it. I guess in a sense, because you know sometimes now when I think of live action Hercules, I think of The Rock, you know, as Hercules. Yeah, which is a crappy movie, but it was like that's what I think of. So to be honest, I don't really see too much. I don't see too much of I guess cartoons being reimagined as movies or TV shows as much, but one thing that I would love to see, and I swear Cartoon Network was trying to work with someone to kind of get this made under speculation, but was Ed, and Eddie. It was going to be in a new stoner type kind of storytelling.
No.
Because Cartoon Network, because Cartoon Network is kind of like partnership with Adult Swim, and everything's kind of going into the, you know, streaming direction, and now that Adult Swim is also with HBO Max, etc. This is not current news. This is actually old news that prior to HBO Max getting Adult Swim and the Cartoon Network networks, but basically, I think that was something that was mentioned, and I would love to see something like, you know, Ed and Eddie live action. Like, I would fucking, like, I remember those commercials. That's why the commercials, when they were like, you know, you love these cartoons, you're a fan of these cartoons, and then you see these fanboys all dressed up as Ed and Eddie, like they're all dressed up as like the cast, and then they're like, you know, eating their what is it called, Jawbreakers. I was just like, oh dude, that's so freaking dope, you know.
I'm not gonna lie, I love the cartoon. I don't know.
I'm gonna feel bad for Plank, man. Yeah, I'm gonna feel real bad for Plank. You make that into a live action movie.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be a stoner movie. It's gonna be a complete stoner movie.
I mean, it would have to be poised, or you know, aimed at that demographic to actually probably even get any sort of leeway.
I actually would rather see like Rocket League as a live.
Oh, okay. I see. You mean Rocket Power? Or are you talking about?
I mean,
Rocket Power, Rocket League. Wait, which one?
Rocket Power would Rocket make Power. More sense. I would rather have Rocket Power. Power. If we're gonna do live action, I would totally rather have Rocket Power than Ed and Eddie. That one makes Rocket way Power. More sense to be live action. Because that'll just be like Brink 2.0. So, whatever.
Yeah, that'll basically be Brink 2.0.
Wait. How about Wild Thornberries?
I mean, we got Steve Irwin and his kids doing their own thing. So, it's basically that same thing, right?
That one would be okay, too.
Okay.
It'd be...
To bring up...
I would watch that just to see the father, somebody
Nigel
real life have that
Nigel
Nigel. Yeah, Nigel. His mustache was so unique. It's so it looked like big giant bushy.
Dude, it was a fucking caterpillar, dude. It was a caterpillar on his lip. Yeah.
I want to see that in live action.
Okay. Cool. Well, to go back to what I was trying to say before that, another movie live action movie that's supposed to come out from Disney is The Little Mermaid, and I know that there was already talks about it, and I already know there was cast for it. I think
Zendaya no, it's was another, to be in it. It's another girl. It's another African American girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yeah, but yeah, everybody got all up in arms about it.
Yeah,
Beyonce. Yeah,
her name's not gonna be Ariel though anymore. They're gonna change it. It's gonna be Ariola.
That's not getting started on MJ, joking, man. Just
yeah. Okay.
But what do you guys think of the Cruella movie that's going to come out?
That movie is more in line with like Maleficent, where they're going to like twist it around, so you get the perspective that she's probably not as bad as you think she is.
It's like all her coats that she had that was black and white, they were all just like faux, you know, puppy coats. Not real puppies.
I think those kind of movies actually, like, they don't always work out or whatever, but they are very popular. Just to have that different, you know, it's kind of what Leighton wanted. It's in a sense, it's kind of what Leighton wants. He wants an original idea, like this is from a different viewpoint, but it's taking characters that we already know, that's already established and everything like that, but using a completely different a viewpoint of another character in their stories. Like, let's see it from this person's point of view and see of why they did these things. And maybe not, you know, you won't support them, but like you'll have a reason why it's like, okay, I get it. She's still kind of a bitch or like an evil person, but she has her reasons. Like,
no, yeah,
she, you know, she
is.
Just,
is House and Mr. Weasley gonna be back?
I guess.
No. Oh wow, that's a good question.
As Boris and Jesper.
Yeah, back to that point of like, you know, same people, but like different twist of things. Like, I've been reading a lot of the Twisted Tale series for Disney books, like what if Peter Pan never came back, or what if Alice never went down to Wonderland or whatever. Like, I think those would make good movies, because the books I've read, they're pretty interesting. Like, what if one small thing didn't happen, and then it's the same story that you follow for the most part, and then it's totally on a different branch because something didn't happen.
Yeah.
The storylines and like the way they kind of twist and kind of change things up in those books that she at least tells me about, that it would make pretty interesting movies. It would be something that we, as you know, can kind of get pulled the nostalgia strings on, for one, but yeah, also just a completely different
whole new story.
Yeah, a whole new story that, you know, the younger generation could maybe, you know, get a part of and want to know like what the original is about, instead of like, yeah, just giving them in here's what action. The original was, but and just, live here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, no, yeah, here, this is our interpretation of what we watched when we were younger, yeah, and we fucked it up. So
yeah. No, yeah, because I like the concepts. Okay, the original concepts are awesome. Different perspective, though. Like, you know, with a different perspective, like, it opens up a much more broader, I guess, type of understanding of why the characters, you know, stood with their values and stood with their ethics. Like, like, come on now. Like, this is the same talk that we have about the Sith and the Jedi. It's the same thing, that the Sith has their own purpose. And you know what? To be honest, you can't really say that Sith are all bad guys.
They're obviously not, because a lot of the Sith...
Like, in a way, if you think like a Sith...
Actually, yeah, good intentions, they just get swayed in a different direction. No,
swayed to the dark side.
There are a lot of Sith that still have good intentions, they just do it in a very, very bad way.
but the core of the Force is always balance, right? Balance of dark and light. So in a way, when those Sith was actually coming up and actually causing havoc, I guess, you know, quote havoc on the galaxy, it was mainly to restore balance, because the light was too bright. You know, they were already fucking up their own governments was already collapsing, because nobody could really get along. Everybody was like too happy and set in their own way. So, but that's for another topic, to be honest. Okay, so we can probably talk about that and go more into depth and detail about Star Wars.
Spend hours doing that.
Yeah. Yes, we could. But just to wrap it up, anybody has final thoughts? Mark, a.k.a. Final Boss Level, like, you got any final thoughts on what you're expecting or what you really want? Like, if you could choose one cartoon to have a reimagining, what would it be?
What would it be? One cartoon. I need to think about it. But from the top of my head, if I had to choose now, it would probably be the Disney classic Sword in the Stone.
Actually, yeah,
I want to see
it. Only if they have Archimedes.
Live action of that.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
That's true, because they kind of did like Sorcerer's Apprentice, which is not really the same, but it's actually kind of like an off branch of, you know, the Sorcerer's Apprentice, yeah. I guess, Mickey.
But that one really wasn't the same.
Yeah.
It's like a modernized
version. Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, the idea was pulled out of that, so maybe they could extract the idea from Sword in a Stone, and because that's actually, that would be an original. I can't even think of a movie
that are based on
Arthur. Which one? No, but which one was the recent one? Was the, I think, was the one with the kids, right? And then they became like he was Arthur or something like that, and they met up with Merlin.
I know which one you're talking about. It was a fairly recent one. It didn't do very good from what I can recall, but I know which one you're talking about. I have no idea what the name is, but yeah, it was basically
talking about the movie with the guy from Sons
the,
of Anarchy.
The young guy?
Is that the movie?
I think so.
The main character in Sons of Anarchy, or the main
actor. I don't
that was think more so. Of that the was Knights like of
kiddie,
a Round
it was
Table
kind of like a kiddie movie. Yeah.
Story. The kid would be never king,
mind. Right?
Oh, okay, never
mind. Yeah.
It was the kid who would be king.
Yeah, there you go. The kid who would be king.
I believe that's kid. The one, if I am on the same wavelength as you.
Yeah, because Sir Patrick Stewart was Merlin, the older version of Merlin.
I do not know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, though. Like, you know, so Disney, if you guys are listening right now to this podcast, you better give Final Boss Level a bunch of money, because he just came up with a new movie idea for you guys. Okay.
Thank you. I would like a free admission to Disneyland and Disney World for the rest of my life. And just,
dude, that would be so freaking awesome. Like, all of a sudden, like, Final Boss gets an email from Disney. Hey, we heard you on a podcast. Good idea. Here's your lifetime mission.
Here's your lifetime supply.
And then you can be like the guy in the Book of Life. We have unlimited churros.
All at once, yeah. Better eat it all, big boy. Eat it all before they expire.
But yeah, okay. Anybody else with final thoughts?
One quick one. There is another 90s cartoon that Disney probably will 100% not want to bring to live action. Any guesses?
90s.
There's one, and I 100%.
Is it the one that you always
90s
tell me?
Disney?
Yeah.
That I say I would want, but you said no
and
way.
Would never
Mighty Ducks.
Because of
tell.
No.
A Goofy movie.
Tailspin.
Nope.
Oh, Tailspin. Not.
All right, you guys all had your guesses. They will never make this movie, and if I'm wrong, then they're gonna change the shit out of it. But they will never make a live action Pocahontas. They will never fucking do it for many reasons, and I think all of you know why.
Pocahontas.
And also, there is a song in there that will not make it to that movie. And if you don't know what that song is, I think it's called Savages.
Yes, it is.
That song is fucked up, and that movie will never ever be remade.
It's gonna be one
in a live action platform. It will get boycotted for one. It will not be made correctly. They probably won't find a Native American
they
label,
exist.
For sure.
They don't exist.
But... Oh, come on. They're not going to get a...
Wait, what?
I mean, I'm not... Native American, you know what I mean. There's not much...
Oh, we're going to get banned for this one.
No. What I'm trying to
we're
say...
We're going
to play.
I know what you mean.
Excuse me, sir. You've been stopped at the border of New Mexico.
We like to speak to you.
Is your name Keikolu?
So you talked about Pocahontas, huh? You know, but no, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Pocahontas will never ever be remade into a live action movie. So here's no way.
Here's this. they don't get a actual Native American. You know what they'll get? They'll get Pacific Islanders, and they'll get people from the Philippines to go ahead and play those roles. Yep. Where I feel that, you know, Little Bear, Eagle Water, you know, Walking, wasn't it Walking Wolf or something like that? Like, they should be the actors in this movie. Like, I'm just being honest. But yeah, Disney will not
just be the adventures cross of that Nico.
Line. I know this for a fact. Yeah.
And you know what? That would actually be a pretty I'd watch cute that. Movie.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Eh.
But yeah, that would be my final thought. That's my final thought.
My final thoughts is, right. Why? Why do we need these things? But if we do have to remake a cartoon into live action, I guess I would probably say, well, outside of Rocket Power, because Rocket Power would be cool, but I don't know if you could do it in live action. But if we can get Howard the Duck, then we should probably do Darkwing.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes, I knew you was going to say Darkwing, because once you made that duck reference, I already was thinking Disney. Okay, Darkwing. Yes. No. I think Darkwing would be a lot more better. Like, I think it would have a lot more audience type, especially since we're in the superhero kind of era, you know. Like, this is the point of superheroes, so yeah. Why not? So Disney, I'd just like to say, Disney, if you guys are all, if you're listening on this podcast, okay, and you like these ideas that we're giving you, give us lifetime passes, please.
And thank please. You.
I'll make four of it spending stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
That's our discussion for today. Welcome. Just return back to whence you came. And then return for our next episode of Nerds of the Square Table Talks. Peace out.
Shoots.
Shoots.
Bye. Reminisce.